House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2011. On the agenda, there's a work session scheduled for House Bill 2361. We don't have the fiscal back, so we're going to move that forward to March 28th. And we're going to go out of order. The first item today we're going to do is a work session on House Bill 2849. Open the work session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. House Bill 2849, as you remember, increases the penalty for crime of criminal mistreatment in the first degree if the victim is 65 years of age or older. There is no revenue impact, and the fiscal came back indeterminate, though likely minimal.
Chair, is there an amendment to that bill? Is that in or out, or do we have to discuss the amendment?
I do not have that amendment.
I have a dash one right here.
Me too.
Yeah, 2849.
What?
You're talking about House Bill 2849. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So we do not have the fiscal and revenue impact statement is for the bill as is with no dash one.
Wasn't the dash one something that we asked for? Reduce it to about the 250 is high. I can't recall.
We have the proponents of the bill here, Mr. Chair.
Are there proponents for House Bill 2849?
I don't think so.
So we've got to look. We'll close the public hearing after we get that sorted out.
Okay.
Or we could, you want to?
You can close the work session and figure it out.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Because of the dash ones, we're going to have to take another look at those. Close the work session of House Bill 2849. House Bill 2439.
Chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 2439 was heard on February 23rd and March 8th, although that was just a brief opening the record briefly. There's no revenue impact. It's a minimal fiscal impact, and there's no subsequent referral. This is the measure that increases damages for taking certain game mammals from $800 to $1,000. There's no amendment. So it's ready to move it.
All right. Was there any discussion, Representative Krieger?
I'll just give you the motion if you need
it. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2439 be moved to the floor if the due pass.
Representative Krieger moves House Bill 2439 to the floor if the due pass. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Wisnan.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Before I pull the hammer, Representative Wisnan, we are voting on House Bill 2439, which increases the penalty on the deer. We moved that up to come into compliance with the theft law.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yay.
Thank you. Representative Wisnat votes yes. Motion carries. Who would like to carry that on the floor? Okay, fine. You do that. I'm the old game warden. Open the work session on House Bill 2797.
Chairs and members of the committee, House Bill 2797 was previously heard on March 8th. There's no revenue impact, minimal fiscal, and no subsequent referral. This is the one that allows persons to possess firearms while operating motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles, and snowmobiles, so long as they are in a locked container or equipped with a device that prohibits discharge. There is a dash one amendment that refined the definition of unloaded for purposes of carrying a weapon while operating a snowmobile in particular. The background of the bill is designed to allow persons, particularly who work the land, who operate off-road vehicles, to have their weapons.
Thank you. And hunters.
Mr. Chair, would we have an opportunity to give the proponents of the bill a chance to weigh in whether they reviewed the dash one amendment prior to the...
Actually, we're ready to go.
They did previously discuss it on the record, Representative Hicks, Mr.
With
Chairs,
you,
on the... As I recall, Representative Thatcher was here.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
The amendment is...
It's in already, is it not?
It's not. It's okay. Not moved into the bill as yet.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the... Dash one amendments into House Bill 2797.
Representative Krieger moves the dash one amendments into House Bill 2797. Is there any objection?
Mr. Chair, could we discuss it?
Yes.
I know the staff said we discussed that. Could just someone clarify exactly what the amendment does?
The dash one amendment covers firearms that are a revolver, firearm that is muzzle loading, and a firearm other than a revolver or a muzzle loading, so that to account for each different type of firearm and how it can be armed and ready to fire,
this has
treats
to
unloaded differently for each of
yeah,
those.
This has to do with having a gun that is previously you were not going to have one with bullets in it. This allows you to have bullets in it but not ready to fire. You actually have to take some action, run the bolt, work the action, or snap a dry fire on your revolver. There's not a bullet under the hammer.
Okay, so the measure, if I may, Mr. Chair, so the measure has changed. So before, at least the staff measure summary said, as long as the firearm's in a locked container. But what you're saying, it would not be in a locked container, but if it didn't have a bullet in the chamber.
The locked container has to do with motorcycles on the highway
that
we missed last time. And this is for ATVs, snowmobiles, and people that are working. They can have a gun, but it just can't be ready to fire, and that's more of a safety issue.
Okay. So, but for someone who has never held a gun.
We'll fix that.
That doesn't mean anything. Are you giving her reason to hold one?
So that means that there are bullets somewhere on the gun, but you have to make an extra move to have the gun in
ready,
the chamber.
Ready to fire.
What are you laughing about, Representative Olson?
That's correct. You
That's
did
right.
Right.
See, I wasn't so dumb.
President Krieger.
I want to point out that it is still illegal to hunt from a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
So if the officer watching, they're actually using that for the purpose of hunting, they can still be cited for that regardless of the gun is loaded or unloaded.
So may I follow up on that? So are you saying, Representative Krieger, so somebody who would have this gun and actually is hunting, you're saying it's not legal to hunt from that, so you'd have to get off
found
the...
It, yeah.
Okay, get off in order to shoot, so it isn't like you're shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
thank you.
From your horse.
Like in the movie show. Okay, thank you.
I think we didn't discuss that.
Don't.
Can you shoot from a horse?
Yeah, yes. It's not a motor vehicle. Yes, you can. Okay. Is there any objections to the amendment? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 2797 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves House Bill 2797 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
As a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm happy to vote in support of this bill.
Okay, thank you. Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Me too. Yes.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Widman.
Yay.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. I'll carry that one.
Oh, let me carry it.
How about Representative Thatcher?
It was actually...
Have me carry it.
How about Representative Tomei?
It was Representative...
She could at least carry a gun, too.
There you go.
It was Representative Thatcher brought the bill. I'll ask her to carry it. Go ahead and let her have it.
Too much fun.
Share some information.
We're committed to stand to these for a moment. Call the committee back to order. We're going to carry House Bill 2682 over until tomorrow because we don't have the fiscal back on that yet. Open a public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 2077.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2077 allows the Department of State Police to conduct rulemaking and engage in transactions involving real property if necessary to perform specialized services. Declares an emergency effective on passage. There is an amendment pending or in the works that modifies examples of specialized services and makes ORS Chapter 270 applicable to acquisition and disposition of existing state-owned facilities. We have a witness sheet.
No one is here today to close the public hearing on House Bill 2077. Any further business to come before the committee today?
What about the fiscal on that one? I thought that was the miscriminalist treatment.
No, there's a couple of them.
Okay.
No, any further business? Meeting adjourned.